It is the pre-match warm-up. It's Burnley on Sunday for the Reds. It's Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Damien Cabana, Fuad Hassan. That's not a bad lineup for the first one back after the international break. Natalie Bromley later on with the input from Burnley. But Cav, I just want to start with the pleasure of getting back to it. Liverpool get the 9 from 9. Felt really good. A couple of tricky moments in there, but they do the business. Then you have the international break. It's something that we don't particularly like. Some people do like it. Mm. We don't really like it as a fan base. But I am genuinely, genuinely excited to get back to it. It feels like it's been a long time. But when you are playing, as Liverpool are, you just want to get back to it.
Oh, yeah. And delighted at the start of the season. Neil always explains it really well. It's like an extra couple of games before the season starts. But the points count just as much. So three very different games. Three big wins. Absolutely delighted with all that. And then you hopefully, you know, get players into the rhythm of things. And I don't think there's been too many problems while they've been away. I haven't heard much. I don't follow it much, but I haven't heard much. So, yeah, let's get back into it now. It's going to be two games a week, isn't it? It's going to be relentless. And here we are. And I'm confident with this game coming up. It's a must win for Liverpool. And I think we're well placed to get those points.
For what I said there, you know, the way Liverpool are playing, but it's fair to say there have been some moments where it's not been particularly kind of rosy. They've had to battle, they've had to work, they've had to grind at times to get through some of those games, but you cannot argue with 9 from 9 from those first three.
Totally. I think that's, at the end of the day, that's the main thing in this period. If we're treating it like a isolated little block that it is, then it's just about getting through them. And equally, if you're on the flip side of that, where you've not picked up the points, you can say, right, now the season starts. You know, it can be spun both ways. But yeah, the nature of the wins, the opposition, you know, all three of them quite different in different ways, and also just really challenging as well, considering there was a lot of change in the team, a lot of kind of emotional circumstances as well. I think all of that combined, you just can't argue with it. And it's good to see that the team, not that you're in doubt that they're going to lose it, but they've got that dig-in character and that ability to fight it out, which, you know, usually you kind of look to see towards the midpoint of the season when the games are really coming thick and fast.